This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 16th episode of my AppForce1 podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts and I've been developing software for over 18 years, developing iOS apps for over 9 years, and I'm running the Dutch Cocoaheads for over 7 years. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the number of new articles that have appeared online, Donny's Monday morning tweet, and the Hacking with Swift Community Awards. I'm skipping coaching for free this week, but let's all keep our fingers crossed for Sam. Sam has done his first job interview and he was quite successful. He is invited to the second round at this company. I expect more coaching with Sam in the future and updates on his progress on landing an iOS position. It's been a challenging week to get started. My 3-year-old son has been getting me up last night for over 8 times. Every time he got out from under his blanket and he was getting cold and he wanted to be covered up again. And of course, you ask for daddy if that happens. But we managed to survive. I slept in a little bit this morning. Fortunately, I have an employer that is very flexible with my schedule and that allows me, especially during these interesting times that we're living in, to actually trying to stay sane. You can really tell people are getting back into the groove of their day jobs and their work and their publishing of articles, because this week there has been a whole lot of articles published, actually. I had a long list that I read through over the days, and I was able to cut it down to 6 articles. So, as I say every week, let's get started. Andy Ibanez has an article on understanding basic data structures in Swift. Dictionaries in depth. It doesn't matter whether you're not you're a seasoned developer with a lot of code out in the wild, or if you are starting to learn programming this week, chances are you have used and seen dictionaries being used in many places, also known as hash maps or hash tables. Dictionaries allows you to store key value mappings from one object to another. In his article, Andy will study this structure, which is known by everyone, and he will make sure that you learn a bit about the quirks and some actually unknown features that you can actually use in dictionaries in your code. You should read this article because this very common data structure, a dictionary, actually has a lot to it, and it is always good to refresh your memory and to get reacquainted again with the things a dictionary actually does for you. I don't know where Philip Nemeczek gets his inspiration, but he has a really nice one again this week. What is intrinsic content size and why care about this? In his post, Philip would like to touch a bit on the less known parts of UIKit layout, the what and why of intrinsic content size. It is actually a fancy name for a control to indicate what size is actually the ideal size for the control to occupy on screen. It's an important aspect of UIKit development that allows you to do some optimizations in your view layouts, and there are some great practical applications to this. Knowing about intrinsic content size allows you to optimize the way you lay out your views, so just because of that, it's well worth the read to familiarize yourself with the concept. Majid has an article on lazy navigation in Swift UI. As we all know, most iOS applications are more than a single screen. You need to do navigation to connect different screens inside the app together. And Swift UI provides us with the navigation link structure that you can use to link views. In his article, Majid would like to learn us how to use the navigation link more efficiently than before by making it lazy. Optimization never hurts, especially if it's due to following a simple practice as laid out by Majid. Brent Simmons has a blog where he posts a lot of content about the development of NetNewsWire and other products that he's working on. But every now and then he posts an article that is technical and very relevant for every Apple developer out there. This week he has posted an article on URL sessions delegate queue should be the main queue. In his article, Brent argues why it is a good idea to make the URL sessions delegate queue the main queue, why it is a good idea and what things you need to look out for. And I must say he creates a convincing argument and is a good reminder that it's always important to read the documentation provided by Apple. Christoph Grinsberg wants to show how you can actually put text inside a circle with SwiftUI. In his article, Christoph shows a number of ways that you can actually do this. It's an interesting exercise that showcases how there are actually multiple ways in SwiftUI that you can often reach the same end result with. Sarun has a nice treat for us in the article Getting Started with Twoist. He describes what Twoist is. It's a command line tool that helps you generate, maintain and interact with Xcode project. It's open source and written in Swift. Sarun describes how you can actually use this tool and also discusses why you should consider using this tool. I am a big fan of this open source utility. In my day job, we actually switched to using Twoist about half a year ago, and it's a great tool to actually have in your repertoire. And especially on larger code bases, it allows you to create a modular framework-based approach within your project. And I actually presented on this very topic at a CocoaHeads NL meetup in 2020. I've put that link also in the show notes. Definitely have a look at Twoist. I'm a fan of it. It's great. And if you can apply it to your code base, I think you will be happy that you did. And that concludes the articles of this week. Now let's have a look at Donny's Monday morning tweet. I had a scroll through the replies to his tweet, and there's actually two generic topics that I'm seeing. Either people are reading his core data book, or they are launching a product. About reading the core data book, you should definitely have a look at appforce1.net/core data and read about the core data workshop that Donny Walls and me are actually organizing. So now let's pick a few replies from the timeline. Shani Coates is learning core data for an app's backend, module math, by reading and going through the practical core data book. Realm hasn't been the solution with SwiftUI, so good luck to Shani and let's hope that it all works out. Daniel Price is working on three projects, lost track of progress from experiment names like Stupid Thing, Just Work Already and Explicitive Thing. So put them all into one fun project and he has a nice animated GIF that actually shows what he's working on. Something with AR and it seems like compass headings. Vasco needs to finish the MVP of his startup iOS app and he's switching to Livestripe and let Apple review it. Filip Nemecek is finishing the video sections for iOS feeds and of course his to-do list also has some posts on compositional layout. Stuart Lynch has launched his first YouTube-based iOS course where you actually get to build a weather app using MVVM. QuickPlan app is enhancing the QuickPlan app with a newly designed user interface using SwiftUI. Samuel Roth is trying to tie up some loose ends for the career app before inviting some of the first round of beta testers. Pavel is reading the core data book from one famous author. Hendrik Kaju has released Review Mouse, a new app that allows you to track iOS app reviews, and it's been released yesterday. He still needs to do some follow-up work, fix some bugs, and implement some user feedback. Kavisha is working on adding iCloud Sync to a new SwiftUI app, My Next Meal. So currently, Kavisha is reading Chapter 8 of Practical Core Data. And Koa has launched PastePal app, which is a universal pasteboard manager for Mac, iPhone, and iPad. And finally, some community news. The Swift Community Awards by Hacking with Swift have been awarded. And one of the winners is actually Josh Holtz. He won a community award on Hacking with Swift for the most inspirational talk. Josh actually gave a talk at the Dutch CocoaHeads last year. It was a live talk that he actually performed and it executed perfectly. And at CocoaHeads NL we were able to record his talk and later publish it as a YouTube video. So I will actually link to both the community awards and the actual talk on Fastlane that Josh did, so that you can enjoy both of these resources. Definitely have a look at the Swift Community Awards, because all nominees on those pages are actually interesting people, products and projects that you should have a look at, and maybe there's something in there for you. And that's actually it for this week. Monday is almost over, but I made it. I'm about to keel over into my bed actually once I've finished processing this episode. If you have any feedback, please reach out to me on Twitter at AppForce1. So that's the numeral 1 at the end. And I look forward to your feedback. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/leaddeveloper. All one word.